Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander with a few minutes of information for you today. The one thing I want to bring up first before I turn the show over to Leanne to talk about the market.
Of course it's the market today.
Just for a little words of wisdom to some of the people sitting out there. If you have a Genworth or an old First Colony term policy, there's a major change coming down the pipe. The company has announced that they are going to quit converting any of their term policies to what I consider a very good product, and they're going to go to a very expensive product. So if you've got an old Genworth First Colony term, and you've had some health problems, you need to act before August 11th. And after August 11th, you're going to lose your option to make that smooth conversion.
You better explain conversion a little bit.
Conversion says we're
here.
Going to lock that premium up until you die. It's that simple. And a term policy has a term time frame where they will start raising the premiums after 15 or 20 or 25 or 30 years. Where when you convert it, you lock that premium up, and that premium will never change.
And it'll go on until you die.
Until you die. But that's the point I'm making.
Or give it up.
If you have a term policy from Genworth, or it used to be called First Colony, you need to act, and you need to act immediately. And if you have a question, you can call me, and I'll be delighted to give you some information. My number is 651-436-3997. 651-436-3997.
Well, we're going to go on from there and talk about the markets this week.
Well, it's good the market's up nicely.
It's been up. It's been really up for
a long time. It's been very good, yes.
We did have a downturn early on, and then we had an upturn, and then we were doing really, really well. But it can't always go up forever. It has to take a breath. I think the thing that bothers me is when we see something like the Wall Street Journal that said, stock tumble erases year's gains. That's not totally true. The market had dropped. That's true. The Dow dropped 317.06 points, but that's 1.9%. The Nasdaq dropped 2.1%, and the S&P dropped 2%. It didn't say it dropped 100% for the year. You have to look at the whole picture. You have to look at how you're diversified. We always get this business about stock tumbles, erases the year's gains. Well, you have to look at the whole picture and decide where were you sitting. If you are still getting 4% and 5% and 6% after the drop, that didn't mean it wiped out all of your gains for the year. You simply have to look at your portfolio and look at your allocation. Now, why did this get started? Well, there are several things that came into it. Argentina defaulted on its debt. Portugal had a bad quarter. And Europe was having trouble. We saw economic problems probably cropping up with Russia and the Ukraine. A lot of people were taking profits. So it started in Europe, and then it just creeping our direction.
People panic a little bit.
But people panic, and then once you hear, oh, I've got to get out of the market. Well, you're getting out of the market when it drops. Well, you're supposed to be buying when it drops. And when you look at it going up or going down, you look at your allocation. It does make people nervous, but corrections will happen. So look at how your portfolio is set up. Number one, look at your goals and objectives. Are you a long-term investor or short-term investor? If you're a long-term investor, how are you allocated? Do you have stocks? Do you have bonds? Do you have annuities? Do you have cash in your money market? Do you have everything set up so that you can get to that money when you need it? If you have an emergency fund, first of all, you have to look at that. You'd have an emergency fund sitting out there, so if you need some money, you can get to it. Secondly, you look to see how aggressive or conservative you want to be. And if you're diversified, the market will go up, the market will go down. Not all of the stocks will go up at the same time, and not all of the stocks will go down at the same time. So you have to diversify your total portfolio. When you're young, you can be very, very aggressive. It'll go up and it'll go down and it won't bother you because you're looking at this for the long term. As you get older, you get a little bit more conservative. When you're young, you're looking at growth stocks. You're looking at stocks that could really go up in a hurry and keep going up. Or you may have to look at some stocks that can go up a little bit slower. You have small company stocks. You have mid-sized company stocks. You have large stocks. And then you have the different kinds of bonds. So you look at where you're at and say, I want to be really aggressive. All right. Then maybe you want to be in a sector along with your small company stocks and your mid-sized stocks. If you're looking for income, you're looking for dividends and you're looking for the large stocks. And when you look at the markets going up and down, they do this every day. It's just that some days they go up a lot more and some days they go down more. And yes, we have covered a lot of ground this year. So a lot of people are saying we had to take a breath. You cannot plan on having it always go up all the time.
It would be nice. It would be very nice, but it won't happen.
No, it won't. And you have to step back and be realistic. When you look at your allocation, you're looking at the fact that you need something in these different categories according to your risk tolerance. For instance, if you are looking for something that's going to give you more income, such as dividends, and you're looking at mutual funds or ETFs, you're looking at the very large companies, the 3Ms, the Caterpillars, on and on. I could go with these huge companies. They are still there. And many of these companies are global. So, yes, they do have a reaction sometimes to what's going on overseas. But not only that, those companies, all these big companies and mid-sized companies may be doing it more now, too. They're holding large amounts of money. They've got a lot of money sitting there, and they're looking at going ahead and investing it. And how do they invest it? They're looking at more mergers and acquisitions. And also, they're looking at paying higher dividends. So they're still holding a lot of cash. So when we look at it going up 1% or down 1%, you've got to remember that these companies are so broad-based and so globally oriented, and they're holding all this cash, that it's not going to affect them as badly as you think. Don't rush for the exit. You have to look at your allocation, and you have to stand back and say, okay, what's happening today? What'll happen tomorrow? What's the Fed going to do? Yes, there's some nervousness about that. Well, the Fed will make its move when it's time, but don't panic. And I guess that's my biggest worry, that people panic. I don't get the panic phone calls because I have a lot of older clients.
And they've been through this
many, many times. But some still panic, and they keep the radio on, and they keep the TV on, and
listen to all the doomsday
over and over and over. But you've got to talk to your advisor, and you've got to be consistent in your plan and readjust your plan every year.
One of the things that's happening now is many of the companies are merging overseas, and there's a lot of hue and cry on the TV, on the radio. Well, gee, that's not right. They should be here paying their fair share. Well, that's probably true, and I will to a degree agree. But the question is, why are they doing that? Why are they merging with a company in England or France or Spain or wherever? And let's talk about that for just a brief moment, Leanne.
Well, when they're looking at going overseas, part of the reason is the tax situation.
It is tax.
Because
yes,
if they buy into another company, they can put more over there, and they don't have the tax situation like they have here. In fact, we have some problems even in Minnesota in that respect. We have some companies that have moved out of Minnesota to some other states simply because of the tax rate. So they have to look at where their profits are going and how those taxes are hurting or helping them. Also, the ecology thing is another thing that has hurt some of the companies.
One of the things that most people don't realize is that a board of directors is responsible to show a profit, if they're a public company, show a profit to the stockholders. And that's very important. They have to be, what's the word I want, responsible to the stockholders. And if they can feel that they can make more money by merging with a company from England, for example, and pay a better return to their stockholders, they are responsible. They legally have to do it. They cannot worry that the United States is not getting their fair share of taxes. That's not their job. Their job is to be a responsible company
to those who own it.
And, of course, what the people who own those stocks, they want returns on their dollar.
If you own a stock, like you said, and you see that that company is not growing and it may be falling backwards, you are not going to want to stay continually in that stock because you are looking for growth. You are looking for profits. You're also looking for the older people. You're looking for income from them in the form of dividends. That's why the dividends have been increasing. Well, eventually they get to the point where they say, well, I paid all this out in dividends, and then let's look at another company that we can probably buy or merge with. When there's a lot of mergers and acquisitions, generally that happens when the companies have a lot of cash.
And things are going well for them.
But if you're owning individual stocks, you've got to understand how that company works and where that company is going and what it's doing. When you have a mutual fund or an ETF, you're dealing with a whole different scenario because then you have a bunch of companies and you may have an index involved there. So you're spreading your risk not only about one stock or two stocks, you're spreading your risk around a lot of stocks. And therefore, when you see the ups and downs of the market, if the market is down, it's a good time to buy. If the market is up, you probably back off a little bit. But still, when you look at the companies and you see all their dividends and all that cash, and you know that company is growing, you want to be a part of that company.
The history is very important because if the company has been doing well for years and continues to do well, then you want to become a partner with them and buy some stock. If they're having some troubles, if they haven't done well, if it looks like they push the CEO out and then they bring a new one in and then they have to push him out, you might want to think about, perhaps I don't want to get involved in that company.
There is a time when you need to sell, too. If you make a lot of profits and you're thinking, man, I made so much, maybe there's some time to take a little bit of that profit off the table. And there's times when you're going to say, that stock is going to go down. How far am I going to let it go before I get out and I can probably get back in later? Or how far am I going to let it grow before I take some money out?
So... the same old story, plan what you've got, diversify, and this is from an insurance agent, but I've heard this for 40 years from you.
Right.
So it isn't the time to panic, ladies and gentlemen. Just relax. Unless there's another crisis, we're probably going to come back out of this. And we're getting to the end of the show. We want to thank you for being with us this morning.
And stay calm.
Give us a call at 651-436-3997.
651-365-5000. Thank you for joining us.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.